Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you. Because, Father, we know that this is the day that you have made. And, Father, because this is your day, Father, we choose to rejoice and we choose to thank you, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that whatever we have to deal with, whatever we have to endure, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have already made us victorious. Therefore, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we live a life of victory. Father, we declare and we affirm even now in the name of Jesus that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father, we affirm and declare greatness in the lives of your people. Father, we declare even as we stand in this space of possibility. Father, we stand knowing that you are in charge, knowing that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Father, we affirm even this morning, Lord, that you are the head of our life. You are the one that shall lead us, and you are the one that shall guide us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give your name the praise and the honor and the thanks for supernatural doors that are getting ready to open up for us. Father, we thank you right now for the hedge of protection. We affirm safety. We affirm freedom for the people, Father. Father, we affirm in the name of Jesus, Father, that you're shifting situations and circumstances around in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we affirm even today, Father, and as we move in this prophetic prayer on this morning, we affirm breakthrough in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, and we affirm that you're turning situations around, whatever it might be, Father. Father, we affirm and declare in your matchless name that it's turning around and it's turning around in our favor, Father, so that you and you alone will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father, we affirm, Father, that you are the head of our life. We affirm that the enemy has already been under our feet. He has no power, no authority in our lives. He is under our feet. We affirm that to be so in our life. Father, we thank you right now. We stand in this space, Father. Miracles will begin to show up. Father, we thank you as we stand in this space, Father. Unity and love will begin to be birthed in the lives of your people. We affirm, Father, that you're mending homes and relationships in the name of Jesus. Father, we affirm in the name of Jesus, Father, that wisdom and knowledge will be poured out upon us. We affirm in the name of Jesus, that you're touching the hearts and the minds of your people in the name of Jesus. Father, we affirm and declare in your name, Lord, that the walls of adversity is coming down. The walls of confusion is falling down. The walls of jealousy and pain and hurt is coming down in the name of Jesus. We affirm in your name, Lord. Father, you said as we lift your name up on high, Father, Father, that you will begin to bring those things down. And Father, we give your name the praise and the honor, Lord, that the walls of Jericho is coming down. The walls are falling down. And we give your name the praise and we declare, Lord, that you bring forth the reigns of peace, joy, love, and unity and harmony in the name of Jesus. We declare that thy will be done, Father. Prophet Naomi, open up the lines and we can start praying in the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, God, for this time that we have in this space to stand in proxy for other people as well as ourselves, Father God. I thank you for your salvation in this hour. Anything that's not like you, Father God, we ask you to cancel that out so that your will and your way will surpass everything, Father God, and moving through our bodies. Father God, I'm standing today not just for family members here, Father God, with children and wayward children and seniors and their elders and their grandparents, Father God, but also that you strengthen them, Father God, and also our ministers and our pastors and our leaders, God, that you take every weight that's on them, Father God, as they carry us, even in these days and in this season, take it off, and we cancel anything that tries to come up against them and even their minds, Father God, in this hour. I thank you for the Zoe ministry, Father God. I'm asking you to continue just to lift them, hold them, embrace them, and speak through them, Father God. I'm asking you, God, in this hour, as we're declaring peace in the mind of your people, of governmental things, financial things, Father God, we cancel out any worry, and we trust and back in you, your glory. We thank you, God, the Father, God, the Son, and we even thank you, God, the Holy Spirit. We thank you for covering our homes and our children when we sleep, when we move, when we speak, when we sing, when we preach. We thank you for your covering and your divine wisdom that comes through us in the creative flow, even in this season and this hour, God. We're claiming victory and healing even for Mother Myers and her son, Father God. We're rejoicing, Father God, because we decreeing and declaring victory, victory, victory in this season. We love you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together. We thank you for the opportunity to worship you even now, Father God. Father God, lead us and guide us and protect us even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for divine healing and wholeness for those that need your healing even now, Father God. Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your favor even now, Father God. Father God, touch and bless our young ones and our elders even now, Father God. Father God, allow restoration to happen in our lives, even pertaining to relationships, Father God. Father God, bring a sweet spirit of peace in our homes, in our hearts, in our spirits, in our minds, even now, Father God. Order our steps, Father God, so that we may be able to move and step as you see fit, even now, Father God. Father, give us innovative ideas, even now. Let us dream many of dreams, even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for your boldness. Thank you for life. I love you, Lord. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for another day that you have made, a new day that we haven't seen before. And I thank you for the good things that are going to take place on this day and how you guide us and guide our footsteps, God, and keep us safe from hurt, harm, and danger. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. We love you, Lord, and we give you thanks and thanksgiving. I'm grateful, God, and I take nothing for granted. Oh, God, I ask you to look upon each and every person on this line today, God, those who are ministering and those who are listening in, God. Bless your people, please, Lord. Bless your people. Bless your people and answer their prayers, God. I thank you because you hear our prayers, and we know that if you hear them, you also will answer them because your word is yes and amen. And thank you, God, for each and every prophet. I ask you to bless them in a mighty way and bless our leaders, Master Prophet and Prophetess Pastor Deborah Jordan, God, and bless them, keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger, God. Cover them and prosper them and give them peace in their heart and in their mind, God. I also ask you to remember Mother Myers, touch her in her body, touch her in her mind, just strengthen her, God. Even in her old age, strengthen her, God. Give her back her youthfulness, oh God. And I ask you to look upon her son, whatever he has been through, whatever surgeries or whatever he's gone through. God, touch his body and let him know that you are near. You are with him. You have him in the palm of your hand. I thank you, God, even for my niece that I saw on this evening, God, how you've done a 300-degree turnaround, just a wonderful turnaround when she was begging you to take her life, God, and you've restored her. And I give you glory, honor, and praise for that, God. And I thank you for your loving kindness and for your tender mercy. God, you say your mercy endures forever. It does, Lord, and I'm so grateful. I ask you to remember those prophets who are not on the line tonight, wherever they are, whatever they're doing, bless them, God, and give them peace and strength and give us all unity, God. And I ask you to remember your prophets, apostles, and pastors, your teachers, and your evangelists, and your missionaries, and all those who are doing the work of the Lord, God. Strengthen them and keep them, God. Prosper them and give them peace and safety in these wicked times, O Lord. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now, because we know that this is the day that you have made, Father, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you because we know that your word says that these things come after prayer and fasting, and we thank you, Father God. Right now, we want to lift up each and every leader, Father God, in our community. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for strengthening them, Father God, to continue to do your will and do your purpose, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for lifting up even our church leaders, Father God. Lift up each and every archbishop. Lift up each and every bishop, Father God. Lift up each and every pastor, Father God. Lift up each and every minister, Father God. Father God, we thank you even for touching the the ministries of music, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching your psalmist, Father God. We thank you for touching the children, and we thank you, Father God, for touching even the elderly, Father God. We thank you, Father God, and we ask that you even continue to restore unto them their youth, Father God, and restore unto them healing, Father God, even unto their physical bodies, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for their wisdom and their contribution in the community, Father God. We thank you for our children, Father God, and we thank you for their youthfulness, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for their joy, Father God, and the divine hedge of protection that you have over their life, Father God, and over their purpose and calling, Father God. We thank you even now, Father God, and we lift up even those that are sick and shut in, Father God, and we ask that you continue to shoot your hand of mercy, Father God, and your hand of deliverance, Father God, even upon them, Father God. We thank you, Father God, because we know that your word says that we've been healed from any sickness or disease by your word and by your stripes, Father God. We thank you, Father God, and we plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, even over the youth, Father God, and even over those young men and young women, Father God, even in my generation, Father God. We ask you now, Father God, that you raise up young men and women in my generation, Father God, that are going to preach the good news, Father God, that are going to preach, Father God, of a Savior, Father God, that are going to preach of a God, Father God, that are going to preach of a King of Kings, that they can have life and have it more abundantly, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for showing us, Father God, even love, Father God, and creating inside of each and every one of us a clean heart, Father God. Father God, we thank you for temperance in this season, Father God. We thank you for divine clarity, Father God. Father God, we declare increase over our lives, Father God, and over our homes, and even over our families, Father God. We even decree and declare, Father God, and plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, over reconnection and reconciliation, Father God. We thank you for reconciling brothers, Father God. We thank you for reconciling mothers to daughters and reconciling sons to fathers. We thank you for lifting up, Father God, even your people, Father God, and even your children in this time, Father God. And we want to also thank you, Father God, for debt cancellation and favor even around settlement and court matters, Father God. We thank you for them even now. And above all, Father God, we thank you for your everlasting grace, your everlasting mercy, your everlasting peace, your everlasting love, your everlasting kindness, Father God, that you abound to us each and every day. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Prophet Kathy Hughes. I'm sorry, I was talking on mute.
Father, I thank you for your plans and purposes that you have declared over us even before the foundation of the world. And I thank you that you have ordained us to be on this call tonight to pray in unity according to your will. And so, Father, we just stop and remember that you commanded us to love you with all of our heart and soul and mind, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. So, Lord, we lift up our neighbors tonight, neighbors in our communities, neighbors in our churches, neighbors in our cities and nations, Lord, neighbors touching hands across the globe, Lord, to come together as your body, and to live according to your laws that you have ordained us to walk in. Lord, we thank you for your blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary, and we thank you for your body that was broken. And we just thank you, Lord, that you have made a way for us to be reconciled back unto you. And we praise you for what you're doing in this hour and in this season. And we praise you, Lord, that we will not walk in fear, but we will walk in love and in power and a sound mind. And we praise you, Lord God, that we are walking in victory now, even as we pray for our brothers and sisters throughout the world. And Lord, we lift up the children to you tonight. And we just ask you, Lord, to continue to look down upon the children. And we pray that we will honor you in all things, and look forth for the protection of all the children of the world. We praise you, Father, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, and we thank you right now for it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we thank you this evening. We thank you this morning, Lord. Thank you for another day. We thank you for another beginning of the week, Lord. And, Father God, we thank you for opening up the doors of divine connections, for opening up the doors of divine miracles and favor for us, Lord, to walk into this new week. Father God, we thank you for the abundance that you've prepared before us, Lord. Father God, we also thank you even for the togetherness that we've experienced in our family, Lord. And we ask that you continue to stretch forth your hand, mercy, and grace over our loved ones, Lord. Father God, we ask that you even provide healing to those individuals who are listening on this call, Lord, who are seeking for healing, or family members that they are standing for in the gaps and reaching out, Lord, with prayers for healing, Lord. Father, we pray that you continue to stretch forth favor, Lord, even amongst our children, Lord. Father God, that you continue to cover our families and keep a hedge of protection around them, Lord. And Father God, we thank you for honoring the covenant, Lord. And we ask that you continue to bless those who keep covenant with you, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Father God, we want to give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for giving us patience, God. We want to thank you, Father God, for giving us strength. We want to thank you, God, for giving us wisdom and knowledge and understanding, God. We want to thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of our feet, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for keeping our enemy under our feet, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for keeping our eyes on you, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for restoration, God. We want to thank you, God, for all that you are doing in our lives, oh God. And we want to give you our honor and praise and thanksgiving. Thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over our families, over us, oh God. Thank you, God, for leading us along the way and ordering our step, oh God. And thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn, oh God. Because when you arise, the enemy scatters, oh God. And thank you, God, may the words out of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, we bless you, for this is a day that you've made, and we rejoice and we're glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for your peace. We thank you for your divine order and protection. We thank you, Lord God, for divine breakthrough, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, for the anointing for healing, Lord God. We thank you for touching us from the top of our head to the tip of our toes, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that every spirit of infirmity is loosed from us even now. We thank you, Lord God, for breakthrough, Lord God, over every spirit of weariness and tiredness, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for anointing, for pressing in, and for pressing forth, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you said, be not weary in well-doing, for we shall reap in due season if we faint not, Lord God. We just rebuke every spirit of faint-heartedness, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of exhaustion being broken off of us, Lord God. We thank you for a fresh anointing for service, a fresh anointing, Lord God, to lean in and to press to the next level, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for a spirit of faithfulness that you're breathing upon us even now. Faithfulness in all of our relationships and a spirit of integrity, Lord God, even on our jobs, Lord God, even in all that we do, Lord God. We thank you for character that pleases you. We thank you, Lord God, for the mind to be renewed, Lord God, and for new strength even now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. We thank you, Lord, that strongholds are even pulled down even now. We thank you, Lord God, for strongholds that have been holding on for so long, Lord God. But we break them even now, Lord God, for your anointing destroys every yoke. And we bless you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for every generational curse is broken is destroyed because of your anointing. And we thank you, Lord God, for favor in all that we do, for you promise to bless the works of our hand if we obey you. We thank you for that if we submit ourselves to you, we resist the enemy and he flees even now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for victory and breakthrough. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, God. Father God, I ask that you send healing to the homes and healing to the physical body, healing even to the emotional and mental body, God. Father God, we ask that you look over our children. Send your angels as we're ending the school year, God. Father God, we ask that you favor our families and our children while we're in the workplace, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for making us over a conqueror, God, that we're able to conquer the giants in the land, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for giving us the peace of mind. I thank you for the increase and the breakthrough and the miracles that you're causing in our life, God. I thank you, God, for allowing us to speak your word. And Father God, you get all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. And Father God, we thank you right now that your word said that men are always pray and not faint. And Father God, we thank you right now that you're blessing our spirits, God, that you're renewing us, God, like never before, God, Father God. And I pray for our children right now, because your word says, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. And I pray for our children all over the world right now in the name of Jesus. I decree miracles. I decree breakthroughs in their life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your Holy Spirit prevail in their life. Let there be a Holy Ghost revival that will begin to break out for our young people and our children right now all over the world. In the name of Jesus, I plead your blood all over them right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak purpose and destiny, hallelujah, in the life, God. In the name of Jesus, God, begin to snatch back our Joshuas, snatch back our Pauls and our Solomons, and hallelujah, and our Abrahams and our Davids, God, and hallelujah, our Joseph, God, and our Solomons, God. Snatch them back, God, for your kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus. I decree it, God, I decree it. Our Esther's, God, that will stand up, our roof that will be virtual, God, in the name of Jesus. I decree it and declare for our children, God, all over the land, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you will bless every archbishop, every bishop right now, every pastor, every evangelist, every hallelujah prophet, every apostle, God, every hallelujah, every teacher, God, bless them, God, renew and stir the gift on the inside of them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I decree blessing right now in the name of Jesus. I decree restoration, God. I thank you for the dunamis power, God, in the name of Jesus. If that is resting upon your people right now, restore them, God. Restore them back to the first love, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we decree, we declare victory and breakthrough right now. I decree and declare healing and hallelujah, restoration to every sick body right now, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that you will continue to give us seed to sow and bread to eat, God. I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, in the name of Jesus. Right now, God, move. You said, hallelujah, you will supply all our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You also said that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. And I thank the Father God that there's no want, there's no lack right now, hallelujah, in the lives of your people. I decree and declare abundance and overflow. I decree and declare relief and increase, God. And I thank you, Father God, for Jehovah right now.
Shalom, the God of our peace. Give us the peace that surpasses all understanding, not as the world gives, but as you give unto us, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for victory, victory, and breakthrough in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for every word that was said and every prayer that was uttered. Father, bless your people everywhere. And we thank you, Lord, that even as we move forward in this week, as you're navigating us and leading us, and God, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you've already destroyed and broke the hand of the enemy that would try to bring and come about that which you have already called and commanded to be. So, Father, we give your name the praise and the honor for everything that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Your prophet's name, we're going to decrease so that you can increase. Amen. Thank you once again, family. I love each and every one. To life, let us keep on keeping on because our reward is sure and it's from the Lord. Amen. Prophet,
amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. All right, people of God, we're going to say good night, but right before that, good night and good morning to you all. But before that, let's give a couple of announcements. We will be back here at 9 a.m., That's right, we will be back here at 9 a.m. for teaching. All right, is there any other announcements from any other company or prophets?
Yes, this is Prophetess Jessica. I just wanted to announce that tomorrow at 12 noon, we'll be doing our Pop Life show. Tomorrow is Talk Tuesday, and I will be your host, so you do not want to miss that. We have a great show in store for you.
Amen, amen. All right. And also, people God, don't forget, next week is Prophecology, Prophecology. So if you have not submitted your information, call in right now, 888-831-0434. Get your information in. And also, we will be back here at 11:55 p.m. back for our midnight call. Thank you, and God bless.
God bless you, too. God bless. Thank you.